Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
I've been talking about the latest agricultural news since 1974, and I can think of just a handful of times that I've ever seen in a very public way the two general farm organizations, National Farmers Union and American Farm Bureau, ever work together. They'd work together on various issues kind of quietly, but in this case, it's all very publicly up front. We're talking about a new coalition that's been formed called Farm Town Strong. I've got a website that you can go to find out more about it, farmtownstrong.org. AFBF and NFU announcing this campaign to address the rural opioid epidemic. The Farm Town Strong campaign comes on the heels of a recent survey commissioned by the two groups that highlighted how the opioid epidemic has hit farmers and farm workers especially hard. While just under half of rural Americans say they, a family member, or a friend have been directly impacted by opioid addiction, for farmers and farm workers, it's 74%. The campaign will be providing resources and information to help farm communities and encourage farmer-to-farmer support to overcome the crisis. And this website, as I mentioned, farmtownstrong.org, will provide access to information and resources that can help struggling farm families and rural communities on this very difficult issue. Speaking of working together, the attorney generals from Oklahoma and Kansas are joining up with eight other attorney generals from around the country to file an amicus brief in support of a preliminary injunction sought by agricultural groups against California's flawed Prop 65 regulation against glyphosate. In addition, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the California Chamber of Commerce have filed their own briefs in support of the preliminary injunction to halt the regulation. Agriculture groups, now the attorney generals, in their legal briefs are saying that California is requiring products that may contain the herbicide glyphosate to bear a false and misleading label, even though there's no scientific evidence to support this move. Gordon Stoner is president of the National Association of Wheat Growers. NAWG has been instrumental in the agriculture groups coalition in going against California on this. Stoner says, "We're pleased that attorneys general from across the country are standing up for agriculture and consumers by standing against this unconstitutional action by California. California's flawed Prop 65 requirement will cause irreparable harm to the agricultural economy, impacting American farmers and consumers everywhere." The coalition is growing with the support of these attorneys general, as well as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, who are supporting our efforts to immediately halt this flawed action. More on this legal battle with California and a lot more agricultural news information as well up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Go and check it out. You've got farm news on Ron. The first sale of the new year for Superior Livestock is Bellringer 31, 10th and 11th of January, live from Denver, Colorado. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 232 and now on DirecTV Channel 603. Also in SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Over 70,000 to sell, with 24,000 yearling steers, 10,000 yearling heifers, and 32,000 weaned calves. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock. That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.